One.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 to hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to y'all all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Hey!
Oh.
Today we start off the show in an entirely different universe. A universe where Meghan Markle
is a princess.
Is a princess.
Yeah.
And Harry remains a prince. Good for him. Good for them. I feel so different now that wedding's gone down.
Really?
It's affected my life entirely.
Oh, it hasn't. I didn't even watch it.
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. Thank God that I had it on DVR because I fast-forwarded through pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who the first celebrity was to show up to and how proud I am of the celebrity.
Okay.
I'll get into that. Plus, wait to hear how much it cost, the wedding itself.
Oh, I can only imagine. But, you know, and where did they get their money? Is it the government gives them an allotment or...
Oprah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Oprah wrote a check.
That's good. But, like, how do they have money still?
Yeah. No, we'll tell you who paid it. It's all in this article that I have. But we got to start off our Monday... in a little more upbeat way to get us going into the week, all right? Come on now, Monday.
I'm sexy and free. Like glitter's raining on me. You're like a shot of pure gold. I think I'm about to explode. I can taste the tension like a cloud of smoke in the air. Now I'm breathing like I'm running because you're taking me there. Don't you know?
Do we need another verse or are we good on a Monday?
I'm good. I'm pumped.
What? You said another verse?
Yeah.
Producer Nicole sitting in today for Loren. We'll tell you why Loren's not here in a minute. But in the meantime, enjoy the music stylings of Jessie J. We'll be right back.
Where's she been, man?
She was at the billboards.
Was she?
Working the security wand, I heard.
No, she's on a singing competition show.
She's got a great voice. Yeah, she doesn't even have a singing competition. She's good.
There you go, brother.
We are officially set for a Monday show. I really do think that song sets the tone for the week for us.
I kind of wish we did it every show. Every day we open up with like a throwback, man. That'd be so cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why don't you pitch that in the next meeting when we have our show meeting?
It'll get shot down.
Maybe not. I kind of like that idea. I'd vote for it.
I know you'll vote for it. And I know the room will vote for it. I don't know if our bosses will
Wags
vote for it.
Wags doesn't need to know. I don't even think he knows we do this.
Okay. We'll just let it slip by.
So, actually, kind of a sad day for our friend Loren.
Yeah.
She had finally come to the realization that her dog Woofer's time here was up. And yesterday, someone came to the house and they crossed woofer over to the Rainbow Bridge, as we say.
Didn't know they did house calls.
Yeah. Yeah, which is so interesting because I spent Saturday night with Loren at the All-Star Race, and we had conversations about it, and I was like, when I put Kasia down a couple months ago, the last thing I wanted to do was have that memory in my house. But she thought the entire opposite.
Really?
She was 180 for me for all the reasons why I didn't want to do it. She wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that she was comfortable and at home and that Woofer was comfortable and at home and that's it. So she's taking today off to, which is the opposite of what I said.
You wanted to come back to work.
I wanted to come into work right away. I didn't want to be at home where I was used to seeing Kasia roam around, you know?
Well, so, and I thought something was up because like a week ago, she gave me all of his toys.
Oh, really?
And, like, all of his, like, grooming stuff in a bag, because I just adopted a dog.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, Woofer wasn't healthy for a long time. Woofer, in fact, was less healthy than Kasia was. And
I mean, we kind of joked when the show first started.
Sure.
The dog was blind. He was just old.
So. Well, I went over there on Thursday before we went out to Five Church, and Woofer didn't even come out to see, you know, and normally he comes out. So you just know, you know, and finally the rent came to grips. But it's her story to tell, but that's why she's not here today.
My favorite memory.
Our thoughts are with her, of course.
Favorite memory of Woofer is I had a dog sit for him, and I had to go pick him up. So me and Sterling, like, had to go pick him up because she already left town, so he was alone in the house. So this poor dog is just laying in his bed. We come into the home and take him away.
Right.
And he's flipping out. He just got abducted by strangers.
Yeah.
And he's not handling it well. And I'm like, I'm sorry, bud. I wish there was like a turnover. I wish your mom gave like the visual approval. But no, we're just kidnapping you.
But don't worry. We have food and treats.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, so my favorite story about you and Woofer is
when
he was barking at you and you kept taking him out.
I didn't know what was wrong with him. Hmm. It was because his toy was underneath my couch.
So he would stand in front of Roy and bark, Nicole, and Roy would take him out and he would be like, well, he doesn't pee. All he wanted was the ball that was stuck under the couch.
And I found it months later. And I'm
he
like,
was
so
asking you for help.
And that's why he wanted it.
So funny. All right, we'll get into details of the royal wedding coming up. Like we said earlier, how much it cost, who pays for it. And then we also have the list of other expensive weddings that didn't include royalty. So we'll get into that, too, coming up in just about 3 minutes right here. Good morning on a Monday. It's the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1, the home of Wake Up and Win.
I just want to say I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day so much.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
I decided I want that guy, like, just anywhere in my life. Like, if I go to a physical, and they're like, Manny, you know, your cholesterol's high.
You've gotten so good at it.
I know. I know. We played it 40,000 times. I am going to pull the data to see how many times we played that. Just to get one more in.
I'm sorry. How much do I owe for the birth of my baby in August?
You're not paying that.
Oh, man. All right. Let's talk about the royal wedding. What do you think the royal wedding cost if you had to take a guess, Nicole?
Is this including all the fanfare and the parades and the receptions and the
all
parties?
Together.
All together.
Okay, so
including
not just the
security.
Center. Oh, including security.
Yeah.
Is this in U.S. dollars?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 10 mil.
Okay.
That's fair. I'd say like 5 or 7.
You guys are so cute. $45
million. $45
million? Oh, my gosh.
That's according to the UK wedding planning app Bridebook. And while, of course, that's a ton of money, all the snipers, undercover cops, security drones, military technology that protected the newlyweds and their guest was an estimated $34 million alone. So they spent 34
on security.
Security.
So 10.
And I thought security was a bit laxed, to be honest.
So you thought. That's probably what they wanted.
Because like there was a photo where them in the parade, and there was a lot of bags just like on the ground near the parade line. And I'm like, I don't think bags are allowed to be near where the vehicles are.
But you would have to guess that maybe they were searched before they got to that location.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, then I'm sure they had the dogs walking around.
Yeah.
So I watched it on Saturday morning, but I DVR'd it, got up at like 7. You know, things started at 4.
Yeah, because of the time difference, 5 hours.
So I DVR'd it. First celebrity guest to show up.
Oprah.
It was Oprah by herself before anyone else got in the church. And I was like, that is why I have mad respect for Oprah. She's so respectful, not going to put, you know, not going to make one of those entrances where like, I'm going to be last minute Johnny and I'm going to run in there, yeah. You know, and she was like, there was nobody in the church and Oprah showed up.
I wouldn't have showed up that early out of anxiety of just being there by myself. So she's better than me.
No Stedman either. Just Ope.
Why?
Don't know.
Mm.
Stedman not there. Oprah was there. And then, of course, Elton John was there and Clooney and Amal.
I saw the Suits cast was there, which was pretty funny.
Suits cast was there.
It was strange seeing the TV show there.
Yeah. Yeah. They were all dressed really nice. And then who else was there? Oh, David Beckham and Victoria. But Victoria walks so weird. Man, did she just... They looked like they had an argument in the car.
Ooh.
I don't think they did. I mean, she was just walking like she was like...
They both have super serious...
Looks.
Yeah.
So as he's walking in, they do like not a red carpet, but they get to walk in. All the guests get to walk in front of all the spectators.
Yeah.
And you see David Beckham walking... And then he looks over at the crowd and he does a wave like, you know, come on. And this little girl comes running and they get a picture. And she's like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And Victoria's sitting there waiting, you know.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I used to have a big David Beckham poster up in my.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Out of respect for the sport or your fake crush? I mean, what? Why?
Out of respect for him.
You liked his hairdo?
His tattoos.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is awesome because when you think about the royal wedding, you think about, you know. Just kind of like very classy and very like, I don't know, not that tats aren't classy. Don't get me wrong.
You can be classy with
tattoos. Of course
you
can, but it's just so funny because, you know.
The queen probably still doesn't understand what a tattoo is.
You have the queen and then you had David Beckham.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like.
And she was throwing some shade eye to Meghan Markle there too. Did you see those photos circulate the internet?
I think she throws shade to everybody. She walked in.
She does. She's just angry.
She walked in and didn't even acknowledge, like, didn't even like laugh or come and say anything to Harry and William. Just walked right past them. Like, didn't even know them. I'd be like, hey, Grandma. Yeah. Hi, Graham. We're over here.
Boo!
Boo!
I don't want to be here.
The book says I mustn't speak to you.
Was her husband there? Is her husband the king?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think she's throwing shade. I think that's just her look.
Oh, you mean he's currently
looking at the picture.
Read it. There's conspiracy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, yeah. And by the way, Meghan Markle was absolutely beautiful. We posted a picture over the weekend of her at the palace at age 15, just taking a random picture. And then
that's so cool.
Dreams do come true, right? Because next thing you know, she's a princess.
I would love to talk to that guy that we talked to on Friday.
Brad?
No, the guy who was in our promo.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The really excited Brit.
Who was singing?
Yeah. Maybe we'll play him in case you missed him. We'll play him back here in just a little bit. We do got to run to quick commercial. When we come back, we're going to get into more stuff about the wedding. Nicole sitting in for Loren this morning. You have what was in the guest gift bag that we want to talk about. Plus, the billboards were last night.
Lots of things going on. I need Loren.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Loren, she actually put down her dog Woofer yesterday, so she's out today. And, of course, you can go look at her on her socials and send her well wishes. I'm sure she'd love to hear that. But in for her place is Nicole.
Lucky me.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
It's not a busy day or anything.
Yeah, I know. Just the royal wedding and the Billboard Awards and every other thing that happened this weekend. But the royal wedding did happen this weekend, so Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are officially married.
Good.
Congrats to them. But all the people who got invited, they got goodie bags. And it had a large gold chocolate coin with their initials.
Sweet.
And I saw a picture of it. It was like the size of my hand. Like, it was pretty big. Pretty big coin.
How much is that worth, you think?
I think it's just edible.
Right, but like...
It's not a real coin. You can't use it.
I get it. I'm just saying, I figured that...
It's like the ones the Easter Bunny gives you.
I get it. But I'm just saying, like, I figured the bag would be a little bit more elaborate than a coin.
Oh, yeah. Well, you also got some shortbread, a fridge magnet, and a bottle of water.
A fridge magnet? What?
And then I also heard, Nicole, I don't know if it's on your list, but I heard, this is true, they also gave 20% off.
Yeah, you got a voucher for 20% off the gift shop.
What gift shop?
Inside the Royal
Inside
Palace.
Inside the Windsor. So that's the unforgettable.
Sounds like our table at like an appearance.
That's the worst gift bag ever.
Yeah, you didn't have to spin a wheel to get it. But yeah, so the wedding went down 5 a.m. our time, which was like 10 a.m. their time.
Yep.
I went over the fridge magnet.
Hey, you'll probably see it on eBay.
I'm sorry.
But there were a lot of celebrity guests there. Oprah Winfrey, who was one of the first ones to arrive. David and Victoria Beckham, George and Amal Clooney.
Can I tell you something about Oprah real quick? Because you weren't in the room when I was telling Roy. She put on her Insta that last minute she had to change her dress because it was cream and she was afraid it would photograph white. So they had to go to work and she thanked whoever it was that put together this dress last minute. She hadn't worn it since 2005.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And also among the guests was Harry's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later on in the show. I don't know if bringing exes to your wedding is like...
Two.
Is not like, ha-ha, look at me.
What?
You're doing whatever you're doing in life. I'm marrying her.
Well, especially for him since he's the prince.
Yeah, I feel like if I got invited to my ex's wedding, I wouldn't go.
Yeah,
especially if your ex was a princess.
Right?
Yeah.
And also, so the royal wedding happened, and also the billboards happened, and Kelly Clarkson absolutely slayed it.
Yeah, she did like a medley. Be humble, sit down. Be humble, sit down. Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning in the thunder. Oh, yes, baby. Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning in the thunder. Come on now. She did a medley of all the songs. Wow. It was really good.
Yeah, she did Sam Smith, Taylor Swift, Shawn Mendes.
She was great.
She's fantastic on The Voice. And you know how like Adam Levine and Blake Shelton's the constant? I kind of wish she was the constant too. And then they had one revolving chair that kind of changed judges. She is so good on The Voice.
She is good.
Plus, after the terrible tragedy in Santa Fe, Texas, with another school shooting, she came out and she said, I don't want to do a moment of silence. Like, that's not working. She actually made that statement last night. She's like, we need a moment of noise. We need a moment of action.
So she took a bunch of songs
Good
and mixed
for her.
Them.
Huh. Good for her.
Yeah, I mean, cool. She was just making a point, but okay.
Coming up in the 7:30, we'll have a full Billboard award winners list and some more performances.
Cool. I found out something from my son, Dean, that I wasn't aware of, but apparently it's not just him. A lot of teachers do this, and that is your class clap to get the attention, Roy.
Really?
And the kids do it back. So I thought we could get some teachers on the phone to give us their class clap, and we'll clap it back.
My teachers would hold up their fingers in the air.
My teachers would threaten detention.
Ah,
but there you go. All right, if you're a teacher, get on the phone with us, 704-570-9595. We're going to class clap with you guys this morning.
Hey. Go. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Our thoughts are with our friend Loren this morning, who's not here.
Yes, unfortunately, she had to put woofer down yesterday. Yep. So you can send her a nice warm message up on her socials at Loren Marola.
So she is not here, but producer Nicole is sitting in her spot. You can watch us on Facebook Live if you want to go check out Nicole, because she's not always on Facebook Live, Roy, like we are.
Right.
It's a new face for you to go see.
She's very out of her element and hates being in here.
I don't have a computer in front of me. I feel like I can be doing something. It's just the whole thing.
Hey, we need to hear from teachers. Teachers, what is your class clap? 704-570-9595. Roy and Nicole, did you even know there was a such thing as the class clap?
I did.
We didn't have that.
I did not, no. My teacher would, if she needed to get the class's attention, would hold her hand up and count to three with her hands, her fingers. And if she got to the three, you better be silent.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Dean told me he was doing his class clap in the car the other day. And I go, what's that? He goes, when the teacher wants us to be quiet, we do this. And they have to do it back.
That's fun.
So the entire class does it back.
Huh. makes them stop talking and focus on clapping.
But right, exactly. Yeah. And it gives them something to do. And what I'm wondering is if that is the – is there just one class clap? I have to guess the teachers have their individual class claps. And, like, I wanted the teachers to call in and clap, and then we'll clap it back.
Yeah, ours
was but based
different.
On our phones – hold on, let me check. I feel like I'm a teacher trying to call on students. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, it works. All right, I had to turn them on.
What was your class clap, Nicole?
So they would do something similar. Like, they would have a clap, like, and then we would do one back, but it would be a different one. So it would be with your feet, like.
That's how you answer
what?
Back?
Yeah.
Well, you had, like, some hip-hop thing going on.
Like a marching band.
That's awesome.
In Roy's school, when they asked for the class clap, he actually got to play they had to play the didgeridoo back.
Yes, yeah. Very true.
So there we go.
Yep, that's what we did. That's how we did it.
In the mountains.
Yeah.
You never know what goes on in the Blue Ridge Mountains, man. Yeah.
They would do a Bigfoot noise.
By the way, if I was in the mountains and I heard didgeridoos playing, I'd go the other way. I'm like, that's not an organization I want to be a part of. Let's talk with,
Barkley.
Barkley?
Yes.
Barkley, you have such an interesting name, and we appreciate you for calling the MRL Morning Show.
I teach at Foster Park in Union, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And we have a class clap. And what we do is we clap once, and then they clap once. And then I clap twice, and then they clap twice, and then I clap three times, and they clap three times.
All right, whoa. You guys ready to try it?
Let's try. Here we go. Right,
ready?
Who's teacher, who's student? I'll be teacher.
Okay, you teacher.
All right, ready?
Okay. I did it right.
You just did four.
I did?
I kind of messed it up.
Yeah.
We're trying. If we were in your class,
it's our first day, Miss Barkley. All right. Thanks. Hey, and that works, huh? The clap thing works?
It usually does because they know, like, they have to stand for a few minutes at recess if they are still talking on the third one.
Yeah. And what grade do they do that up to? Like, because my son's going to be in kindergarten, and I imagine they'll probably do it in kindergarten too, right?
I teach fifth.
Oh, and you still do it?
I do.
Nice.
I mean, what's next?
Thanks, Barkley.
At what age do they just turn into, like, adults and stop?
And stop talking?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Like
maybe
in
college?
Yeah. In college classes, they're doing the clap?
Learning from Manny, never.
Man, this is Donna. Donna.
Yes.
Donna, you're on the MRL Morning Show?
Yes.
What's your clap, Donna?
All right. When I was a teacher, we used to go... 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. And ooh. Then the children would go, 1, 2, eyes on you.
Oh, I like that one because you get to vocalize.
All right, you ready? Yeah. All right, be the teacher, Nicole.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, eyes on me.
1, 2, eyes on you.
I love that clap.
That's awesome, Donna. Thank you. One more.
Let's bring in Katie from Spartanburg. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What's the class clap?
Hi, so I have a couple. I do the same one that Dean's teacher does.
Uh-huh.
But But then I'll throw in different rhythms to see if the kids are really listening, because half the time they're just like, oh, it's the usual pattern, blah, 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 and they ignore me. So I'll add in things where it's like on an offbeat or really, really complicated, so they have to really be listening.
That's awesome, Katie. What grade do you teach?
I teach K-5. I teach music.
Oh, nice. So you can do that because you're a rhythm music teacher.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, Dean loves that. Like, he's in a pre-K and he goes to like a little music class or something. And, man, he loves doing that. So thanks for teaching those classes. They're so important.
Yeah.
Thanks, Katie. Yeah, let's not forget that. The arts are as important as math, Roy.
They are. That's very true. You changed it up. That wasn't the normal
one. All right,
I'm
going to do one for you.
All right.
What is happening? This show is going downhill. We're just clapping at each other. What?
I'm trying to get Roy to follow you. Do one real quick. Watch. Try and follow Nicole. All right, try and follow. Oh, no way.
That was so hard.
No way.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Laurent show.
Oh, man.
It seemed right.
You get thrown out. Like, you can't even keep the teacher's clap.
You know, because I'm not. By the way, if I was in math, I'd be like, this isn't music class. Come on.
All right. Maybe you had a long weekend. You know, it's time for Hot Mess Monday. We're going to tell you why Roy had a hot mess weekend coming up in just less than 10 minutes. But if you had a hot mess Monday so far where it's, you know, hey, now it's 6:43 and things aren't going right, 704-570-9595.
Yes, money. Financing for a low monthly payment.
Name the song and we'll play it this Wednesday morning. It's our sixth annual Play Anything Day for the kids inside Levine Children's Hospital for our Secret Santa fundraiser, which we donate a big check each year thanks to your generosity to Levine Children's Hospital. Play Anything this year, Roy, is like 2 days away. It's Wednesday.
It's this Wednesday. And right after the broadcast, 6 to 8 that night, we're going to be eating and having a good time at the Peculiar Rabbit. Come join us. A portion of the food proceeds will benefit Levine Children's Hospital. So come between 6 and 8 Wednesday night, Peculiar Rabbit. Eat with the morning show. And it's all for a great cause.
It really is. We're literally going to play anything. Plus, you're going to hear some amazing stories. We have some kids swinging by the studio that are going to drop in. And they'll DJ for a little while, which will be kind of fun.
Sure.
And if you want to donate now, you can do that just by heading over to kiss951.com to make your donation for Play Anything Day for the kids inside Levine Children's Hospital. Are you having a hot mess Monday? Roy had a hot mess Saturday.
It plagued my entire weekend and Monday.
So we're going to get that story. But if you're already having a hot mess Monday and it's only 6:50 in the morning, what happened this morning that put you on the path? 704-570-9595.
The Manny Roy. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It's called Hot Mess Monday. 704-570-9595. It's currently 6:54. Why is it already a Hot Mess Monday for you?
Now, Patrick is, he's also known as Joaquin on the show. He's our assistant producer, and he's answering phones this morning. Normally, Nicole does it. And he says that maybe people are scared when he picks up the phone and they hang up on him. So don't hang up. Just know Joaquin is here to screen your calls this morning.
Yes, that is very true.
704-570-9595, Hot Mess Monday.
So mine was actually kind of a hot mess weekend. We had this great event called the Kids Fest.
Yes.
It was in Waxhaw at Cane Creek Park. And that's where it all, like, I had an awful time. It was a great event, but I had the worst time. One, it was like an hour and a half away from me, and I had the dumb idea of bringing my dog.
So I live in Waxhaw, to put it in perspective. It was 40 minutes from my house, and I live in Waxhaw.
Yeah. I had to drive an hour and a half. I was 3 hours on the road for this event. So I take my dog, and halfway through, we stop at McDonald's to get something to eat.
Right.
And I had the idea of giving the dog a chicken nugget. Sterling didn't want the dog to have a chicken nugget. I said, it's just a chicken nugget. Let the dog have a chicken nugget. So we gave Callie a chicken nugget. We're continuing our 40-hour drive to Waxhaw.
Stop for gas.
Yeah, we have to make pit stops, change a time zone to get there. Wondering why I didn't fly to Waxhaw, you know.
go through Border Patrol.
Yeah. So we finally get there, and as soon as we're on the road, you're behind me.
Yes.
And you're trying to go around me on the road.
Yeah,
and you're
joking,
like,
oh
my,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. And my dog is in the process of puking in the backseat of my car. And I'm trying to have fun with you. And Sterling's trying to take care of our dog. And it is, it's so much. It's so much everywhere.
Well, and then so we get to Kids Fest, Nicole, and Roy opens up the door, and there's the accident that Callie had on the seat. And I'm like, no blanket?
We didn't think she'd puke.
But, Nicole, don't you always put a blanket down for the pup?
Yeah, and then I have the hammock now that goes in the back seat that he can just have.
So, well, we have a bunch of towels and stuff in the back. We clean it up. Couldn't find a trash can anywhere near, so we just threw the towels in the back of the trunk. That was the second bad decision. Because now it's roasting in the back of my trunk. So we then go to the Kid Fest. I can't find a seat that will fit me because the chairs we have for somebody, it's just they're the lower tier chairs. They can't fit me.
Yeah, I mean they're like the folding chairs. Yeah,
they're the folding chairs, yeah. But the folding chairs because they're so clumsy, they need to be of a certain size to accompany my weight.
Right.
So I'm having to sit
for a man of your carriage.
For a man of my carriage, I'm having to sit a mile away. All the way down a hill from you guys. And every time I need backup at the tent, I got to walk up a massive hill to see you people. It was awful. And I'm like by the lake, getting eaten with mosquitoes. All because
your boyfriend's angry. He didn't even want to go.
The dog's puked and is sick. And I can't. It was a mess.
So Roy is sitting on like there's like a pond that feeds into a lake. And Roy's sitting on like the concrete dam. That splits the two.
Because that's the only thing that fits me out there.
And it's true. Roy would come up to the tent because there were so many great people that we met that were fans of the MRL show. And we took pictures. Then Roy would be like, all right, I'm going back down. And, you know, getting up and down the hill when it's like damp isn't easy.
No.
Lorraine and I were making side bets that you were going to eat it. Either she had a bet you were going to fall coming up. I had a bet you were going to fall going down.
My shirt was sticking to me. So my moobs was in full display. It was a whole thing.
Laura and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
So Roy had a hot mess Saturday. What about you? How's your Monday?
Yesterday, I got a text from my friend that her stomach was hurting and that they were putting her in an ambulance to go to CMC Maine. And she doesn't have any family here, so I hopped in with her, and we were in the ER until 3 o'clock this morning.
Good gosh.
I'm still wearing the same outfit I had on yesterday, and I just had to turn around and go to work. So.
But you're a good friend for having that.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hot mess Monday for you, but you're a good friend, and we hope the best for you and your friend, and way to sit there since she had no family anyway,
yeah,
right?
That's really good for you.
All right, hot mess Monday, plus we're going to talk about the royal wedding and who was invited. That was a big surprise in 3 minutes.
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Shout out to Loren, our wonderful family member and co-host who is not here today. She had us put her dog down yesterday, so she's obviously taking a personal day today. And if you want to say hi to her, you can send her a message on her Instagram. She has a nice little memorial up for her dog, Woofer, who I'm sure if you're a fan of the show, you've heard us talk about Woofer. And he's on the Rainbow Bridge playing with my dog, Kasia, now.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have two new show dogs to mess around with, Finley and Callie.
Yes.
For all the trouble that Loren and I went through with our sick dogs, Roy's trying to figure out Callie.
Oh, my gosh. Puking on the way to Kids Fest. And I heard it. You know, because Sterling got upset, of course, that I fed the dog a chicken nugget and they puked on the hour and a half drive to Kids Fest. And so this is the argument that I don't want to say argument, but this is the comment that was made, was I'm not upset at you for giving Callie the chicken nugget. I'm upset at myself for allowing you.
He parented you.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, oh, come on.
Well, over the weekend, it was a busy weekend as we obviously had the wedding, the royal wedding that went down on Saturday, and then the Billboard Music Awards were last night, and producer Nicole catch up on all the big winners, and we'll hear from some performers, too, from last night. But, Nicole, who are the two strange people? I think it's strange. Maybe I'm alone, but who are the two people that were invited to the wedding that kind of stood out?
So all the guests were there, and then Harry had two ex-girlfriends in attendance to the wedding.
No, that's strange. That's okay to feel that way, Manny. That is strange. Why would your ex go to your big royal wedding?
Not one, but two.
And the only thing I can think of, Roy, is for what you just said, because it was indeed the royal wedding. But gosh, would we love to hear from someone who either went to their ex's wedding or you had a wedding and you invited your ex, 704-570-9595.
And get this. So one of them were on and off for 7 years. And the reason why they called it quits was simply because she couldn't deal with the media attention in her life. So it wasn't like something happened to them to where, you know, she was like, I'm done.
So they loved each other.
I fell out of love with you. Yeah, like she called it quits because she couldn't deal with the media attention.
And I wonder how Megan feels about that. You know,
well, that has to be the conversation because you're putting together the guest list. I don't care if you're the prince and princess or you're me and Amanda. you're putting together the guest list and you're like, okay, who are you inviting from your side? Oh, you're going to invite Ryan? Didn't you guys used to date? Yeah, but that was so long ago. Well, like,
how did it end? Well, did you guys have a massive blowout? No, we loved each other.
You kind of came in between us.
You know, like how? 704-570-9595. Also, feel free to send us a message at the MRL show on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And don't forget, wake up and win, by the way. We haven't called out a name yet. So if you've given us your name for, let's say, the 7 o'clock hour, you're still in play where you can call out a name at any time and you have 15 minutes to call us back to score your shot at $500.
All right.
I don't know who this is, Roy, but we'll just
sure,
go
let's
random.
Just get you on the phone. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan.
So I was actually a bridesmaid in my ex's wedding.
You were a bridesmaid in your own wedding?
My ex's wedding.
Oh, your ex's wedding. Okay. I misheard that.
Yeah, we get it.
So how did that work, though? Because you were you friends with the one he married? Or did he
yeah,
put you in that spot?
I mean, we were all friends, pretty much, and, you know, I was, like, 19, they were in their early 20s, and they just asked me, and, I mean, we were all still friends, so it was fine.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting, so I guess it could work.
This is Aaron in Huntersville. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Aaron, so X is at the wedding, strange or not?
Not really. I ended up becoming best friends with my ex's mom. And she had invited us as her guests.
Ooh.
And with my ex-husband now and myself, about 20 years ago, went to my ex-boyfriend's and his wife's wedding.
But they didn't know you were coming because you went as a guest.
Well, she had a guest list and I was on it and they accepted it. So my ex-husband and I went to the wedding.
Now, when the mom invited you to the wedding, you know that mom and the daughter-in-law has to have issues, right? Like, why would she do that?
I have no idea, but I was welcomed with open arms from the family, and I just accepted it. And at one point, we all sat at the same table together, so it was kind of interesting.
And was it weird to watch it?
No, not at all. I was actually very happy for them.
Okay. Not weird to watch your ex get married.
Let's bring in Dinah in Salisbury.
Dina?
Yeah,
Dina?
It's Dana.
Dana, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
It's hit or miss with our producer Joaquin writing the names in the box.
That's okay.
All right. What do you want to say about the ex?
Long story short, 2 months prior to my wedding, my husband was contacted by an ex-girlfriend, which didn't go over well. I thought it was all said and done until my wedding day when I walked through the church and she's the first person I see. He invited her to our wedding.
And didn't tell you?
And didn't tell me. No. Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, man. You had been so upset.
But it's been 21 years, so that's all in the past. But, yeah, that was not a good thing.
Still in the past to still bring it up.
Absolutely. <It's> still...
I mean, did you bring it up? Did it ruin your night?
No.
Okay.
Not until the reception when she came up and hugged him and was putting on a big scene. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I'm afraid of. Nicole, any word on whether the two exes came up and tried to flaunt their stuff in front of Megan?
No, it just says that his ex, Chelsea, mm-hmm. When asked by the media, she says they will always
Thanks,
be
Dina.
Good friends.
Okay.
And that was the only media attention that she got.
There you go. Okay. All right.
Still to come.
We're going to update you on the very latest from the wedding. In fact, we're going to tell you what was in the gift bag, too. I know producer Nicole has that.
Yeah. Also, we should be calling out a name any second. Wake up and win. If you haven't gone to the website, do so at kiss951.com. And tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show.
And Dirty on the 30 coming up in 10 minutes.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Lorette is out today. Unfortunately, Woofer passed on over. And filling in for Lorette is Nicole.
Woo-hoo!
All right, so what's going on in Hollywood?
So the two big things that happened over the weekend, of course, were the royal wedding. And the over 2,000 guests got a little gift basket to take home with them. And in that gift basket, there was a 20% coupon
yeah,
for
that's
the
so
store.
Funny.
There was also a fridge magnet. And a big chocolate coin.
It would be like if you were a guest at, you know, some somebody who owns a store. Like if you went to a like Cam's birthday party and he's like, here's 20% off the Panther shop.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And also another big thing that happened over the weekend were the Billboard Music Awards, where there were lots of performances. Zedd, Maren Morris performed their hit song, The Middle.
Yeah, she was great.
Kelly Clarkson hosted, and she showed off her power voice by doing a medley in the beginning of pretty much every song we play on the radio.
Be humble, sit down. Be humble.
Good.
Other performances were Shawn Mendes performed, Khalid performed, John Legend also performed, which was pretty funny because Chrissy Teigen was obviously at home with their new son and was sitting on the couch holding brand new baby, tweeting a picture of John on the red carpet, like shaming him, like, come home. Yeah, it's not you had a brand new baby or anything.
Chrissy's the best.
Yeah, but she shared the name over the weekend. So their second child, they named Miles Theodore Stevens.
Cool.
Yeah.
So super cute name.
Cool.
I like the name Miles.
Yeah. I love Theodore, that name.
Hmm. And my first name's Steven, so there everybody's happy.
There we go. Something also big that happened over the weekend, Beyonce bought a church. In New Orleans.
She bought a church.
She bought a church in cash for close to $1 million.
What is she doing with it?
No word on what she's going to do yet, but the property of where the church is close to where her sister lives. So no word on what she's going
to
do yet.
Remember, Katy Perry tried to buy a church.
Didn't go so well.
The whole thing.
Didn't go so well.
Well, nope. She paid $850,000 in cash for this church. So
wow.
All hers.
Pocket change to her, too.
Yeah. Yeah, the billboards were good last night. The only thing that Nicole and I differ on is Christina and Demi, they did their new song, and I thought it was, like, super yelly and, like, super loud. So I texted Nicole last night. I was like, don't hate me for this, but I didn't love that performance, and I didn't get a response. Turns out she didn't watch it until this morning.
She loved it.
Of course she did.
Well, so I watched the whole thing. So when I reported back to you and said I disagree, I was about halfway through. The song is super powerful.
I get that.
I think the performance on the billboards was awesome because it's a song that people need to hear, you know? But at the end, you could tell that I think the problem lied where Christina has an amazing voice. Christina could yell all night long and it would sound awesome. Demi, I think she teeters the line of being pitchy and not being pitchy. So I think she felt like she had to compete with Christina.
Yeah. I'll play it for you, Roy. You can hear it. Yelling.
No, I don't want to do it.
You don't have to. I'll do it for Roy.
No.
So what are we going to do? Are we going to play Can't Beat Nicole?
Yeah, let's play Can't Beat Nicole, but whatever happens, it doesn't go against Loren's record.
Yeah, because she's at 25 now.
I'm at 2-0 all time.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Like it. All right, let's play Can't Beat Nicole. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Hey.
A Memorial Day event ends soon.
So with Loren out today, producer Nicole is going to play Can't Beat Loren in her spot. And Taylor in Spartanburg wants to test you. Now, Loren has 25 straight wins. Producer Nicole just bragged that she's got 2 straight wins.
Okay.
So we'll see if she can make it 3-0, Roy, against Taylor in Spartanburg in 3 minutes.
The Manny Roy. It's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Our friend Loren is off today. She's taking a personal day. And filling in for Loren is producer Nicole.
Woo!
So we have Taylor in Spartanburg on the phone. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
If you beat Nicole, it won't go against Loren's record, but we will hook you up with the $100 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts where you can score a go-to, 2 breakfast sandwiches for 2, 3, or $5, but you'll get $100 to Dunkin'. Is that good?
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, throw Nicole out so that we can play.
Nicole, get out of the studio.
All right, Nicole is leaving the studio. Okay. And by the way, we are on Facebook Live. You can actually see, if you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, you'll see that producer Nicole is out of the studio where she cannot hear these questions.
All right, Taylor, playing for everyone in Spartanburg. DJ Khaled, Cardi B, and J-Lo released a new song called Dinero. Which retired MLB player is J-Lo dating?
Alex Rodriguez.
Taylor Swift has kicked off her latest tour and paid tribute to her fans last night at the BBMAs. Which celebrity singer did she recently bury the hatchet with after a long feud?
Katy Perry.
Question three. Serena Williams was one of the many A-list stars to attend the royal wedding. What sport would you catch Serena playing?
Tennis.
Beyonce bought a New Orleans church. True or false? She's married to entertainment mogul P. Diddy.
False.
And Kelly Clarkson hosted the BBMAs and did a great performance medley. Which singing competition did she win?
American Idol.
All right.
All right. Come on in. Very easy this today.
That's Monday.
All right. Taylor got them all correct. Nicole, I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
I'm intimidated.
Don't be. You'll be fine.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Alphabetically, name the celebrities who appeared at the royal wedding. Alphabetically.
Okay.
And remember, Oprah's with an O. All right, now here we go. Question number one. DJ Khaled, Cardi B, and J-Lo released a new song called Dinero. Which retired MLB player is J-Lo dating?
A-Rod.
Taylor Swift has kicked off her latest tour and paid tribute to her fans last night at the BBMAs. Which celebrity singer did she recently bury the hatchet with after a long feud?
Katy Perry.
Question three. Serena Williams was one of many A-list stars to attend the royal wedding. What sport would you catch Serena playing?
Tennis.
Beyonce's bought a New Orleans church. True or false? She's married to entertainment mogul P. Diddy.
False.
Question five. I don't write them. I just read them, Nicole. Question five. Kelly Clarkson hosted the BBMAs last night and did a great performance medley. What's her social security number?
1, 2, 3, 4, well, 5.
What singing competition show did she win?
She won American Idol.
What season?
Season one.
Oh, yeah, that is correct. Final score, 5-5. Lorenz still has 25 wins. This will not count against her
and
or for her.
And now I have, well, 2.5, because that's the tie.
Okay, 2.5 wins, Taylor. You did really great, though. The only thing that matters is that you got all 5 correct. Good job.
Well, thanks for playing, Nicole.
Thank you for playing.
You do have to say the thing.
I can't beat Nicole, but I can sure tire.
There we go.
Yeah, we have to.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Listen, we have this thing called Wake Up and Win. You go to kiss951.com. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. If we call your name, you win $500 paying you to listen to us. We have a name to call out very, very soon.
But first, a War of the Roses. Anna wants to find out why her best friend sent a picture of her boyfriend. Why was Anna's bestie with her boyfriend, and why did a picture text go to Anna? We'll get into that with War of the Roses.
Today is gonna be Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters with the War of the Roses.
Anna, what's going on with Chris that makes you think he could possibly be cheating on you?
I got a text from my friend. I think that Chris is cheating with my friend. And I got a text from her the other night, and she sent me this picture of him and her sitting on her couch in her apartment, and she texted me this little, like, that, like, kissy face, smiley, winky emoji, and then she wrote, "He's my guy now, LOL." I was at first confused, and then I was just pissed. And so then...
But maybe she was just joking and flirting, you know, joking and,
a joke.
Yeah, that's not a good joke.
They're friends,
no,
Lauren.
So.
If your friend, Lakin, was with Dallas and they ran into each other and she took a picture and she goes, "Hey, I'm with you.
Oh,
this
my
is my
pseudo-boyfriend or whatever." Okay, that would be funny. So you're saying he might not be cheating.
Yes.
Okay, you just think it's friends joking around.
Yes.
I got what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down now.
All right, let's go ahead and dial him up. Lauren, let's give his cell phone a try, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go, Anna. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that card. You know the rules.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chris, please.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. My name is Cindy. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our social media tag contest. I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone.
Sorry, who is this?
My name's Cindy. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We were doing an online social media contest, and one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your name. Congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send $100 and beautiful roses to?
Oh, wow. Oh, $100. Okay. Yeah.
Great. What would the name be that we would be sending these roses to?
Send them to Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Yeah.
Okay. And I also have a card to go with Rochelle's roses. What would you like to put on her romantic card?
It can be anything.
What are you thinking?
Okay. This is silly, but put on there, like, to my dirty little secret.
Oh.
That is disgusting. That is disgusting. You are just awful. You're just what?
That's your girlfriend, Anna. You are on War of the Roses with the Mandy Roy of the Roy Morning Show.
Yeah. Hi.
What?
Chris, you f***ing card.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anna, I know you're upset, but I remind you, it doesn't do anybody any good if you just sit there and swear, okay? Let's.
You know what? It makes me feel good because he has clearly been cheating on me with his dirty little secret for God knows how long.
Chris, there's no roses to send to Rochelle, but what do you have to say to Anna?
This is like, if you want to talk to me, you can come talk.
Whatever,
to me.
You're bullshit. Way more bullshit than this bullshit.
Okay, everybody.
How about don't cheat on me if you don't want me to go see other girls?
Hold on. So, Chris, you're saying that Anna's cheating on you?
Yeah. For a while now. And she thinks that I don't know. She thinks that I haven't seen this. She thinks that I'm just stupid and blind, and I haven't seen that you've been sneaking around with Scott like every other week. You think that I don't notice that you just disappear with him.
And is
like
that true?
That is not true. I'm not sneaking around with Scott. I have all the evidence I need. I have a picture I sent from stupid fake ex Rochelle who thinks that, okay, I'm not even going to talk to her anymore. And you, I mean,
she didn't tell me she was going to send a picture. I don't know why she would do that, and I'm not happy about it.
You know what, Chris? Just shut up. Just shut the f- up. You've lied to me this entire time.
Why don't you shut up, Anna? Why don't you not drag me onto the radio and air our dirty laundry in front of people, okay?
Okay, you're the one who was caught, okay? You got caught cheating with my friends. You guys deserve each other. I hope you have fun on her dirty ass couch and her dirty ass apartment with her dirty ass stupid poster on her dirty ass wall.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about getting caught. Let's talk about how you didn't even do a very good job of like covering up your tracks. Pictures on social media all the time of you and Scott. You act like it's just some friendly thing.
All right, you two. Clearly, this is a toxic relationship. Anna, you got your answer. I'm going to let you both go.
Holy cow.
And good luck.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
So many people are winning so much money just by waking up and listening to the MRL Morning Show. It's called Wake Up and Win. Your shot at $500 in just about 10 minutes with the MRL Morning Show.
For starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So our good friend and co-host Loren is out today. She had to put her dog Woofer down yesterday, and I'm sure tomorrow will be a different show where she'll come in and talk about it. Go through the pain just like I did a couple months ago with my dog Kasia. It's never easy, man.
No. And my heart hurts for her.
And she went through the same thing, so she's taking a personal day today. So producer Nicole is filling in. She'll be here with the Dirty on the 30 in just a little bit, talking about the royal wedding and, of course, the Billboard Awards from last night. Also, we have Wake Up and Win. We got cash for you.
Yes, your chance to win $500. If you haven't done this, go to kiss951.com and tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. We love our radio family so much, we're paying you to listen to us. You never know when we're going to call your name out to call us back to get that $500.
So I'm sitting here during song, and we're on Facebook Live on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. It's a whole off-air show that you guys should check out on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. And I'm thinking to myself as we're just sitting here talking, you know, Anna from War of the Roses found out that her best friend was cheating on her with her boyfriend after she sent a picture of her boyfriend on her couch. It was really, those circumstances are so weird, but that's a legit reason to end a friendship because Anna found out that her friend isn't very good for her. And Anna had her own issues on War of the Roses, and that's a different story. But in my head, Roy and Nicole, I'm thinking, I'm like, how many of my friends, I have smaller issues with friends. Nothing that big, nothing that dramatic, but smaller issues. Like, I don't talk to one friend anymore because he stole my favorite shirt. He stole a baseball jersey of mine that I loved.
Well, that seems petty.
That he stole it or that I haven't talked to him?
You haven't talked to him.
Yeah, Roy, but I'm angry about it. Like, and he never gave it back to me. Not cool. Then I moved out of California. Now he's got it and he's never going to FedEx it to me.
No.
What, Nicole?
I hate that I do that now. Stop doing it.
No, you moved the microphone.
You moved the microphone. It was loud.
I think that sounds kind of cool.
Hi. It's like when Loren sneezes. Okay, we know you're here, Loren. Anyway, the question is, what's the dumb reason why you had a falling out with someone? Like, Anna had a legit reason. But any of you guys like me have a... I mean, basically, my buddy and I stopped talking because he took my baseball jersey. I said, I want it back. I want it back. He never gave it back.
704-570-9595. Your dumb reason you had a falling out. Give us a phone call and also send us a tweet if you want to at the MRL show, or tell us about it on Facebook Live if you look up Kiss95.1. I can't think of a dumb reason. I can't. Mine's always been pretty big.
Right. That's what I'm saying, too.
Pretty big fallouts.
I had a dumb one. But we're fine now. But this was, like, back in college. My best friend of all time, we went to this party. And it was a party. We went to a frat party.
Okay.
And it wasn't, like, that's not my element, you know? Right. And it wasn't her element. And so we went with a big group of friends. It was fun. And then about midway through the night, I was just over it. Like, there comes a certain point where I'm like, food, home. That's all I want.
Right. Yes.
So that I got to that point. And as I am on the way home, she's like, because it was within walking distance, she calls me asking me where I'm at. And I'm like, oh, I peaced out. I couldn't find you. Like, had no idea where you were. Went looking for you. I'm just going to head home. Let me tell you, you would have thought that I did something so bad to her. She got so mad at me for leaving her at this party. And so we didn't talk for like a couple months. And then finally we, cause she moved.
Did you make up?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We're best friends now. So, you know, looking back on it, that's one of the number one things we laugh at. But
yeah, I mean, but let's try and find someone who had the dumbest falling out with a friend. 704-570-9595. If you had a situation where it was like, hey, I left a party and you got mad at me. And then how long, like me and my buddy over this dumb baseball jersey, we haven't spoken again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, he lives in California now and I'm here, but still. 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls on that.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss95.1.
Go to Kiss95.1.com. You can tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. If we call your name at that time, call us back. You get $500. We are currently looking for Christina Galloway. Christina Galloway says she wakes up at 8:05 with the MRL Morning Show. She's from Spartanburg. So if you know Christina Galloway, get her on the phone and tell her to call 704-570-9595. Christina Galloway, call us back within 15 minutes. You get $500.
Christina Galloway currently on the clock on the MRL Morning Show. Would love to give her $500.
Let's bring in Kristen from Charlotte. Kristen, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Did you have a kind of a dumb friendship breakup kind of thing, argument?
I did.
What happened?
So this is the deal. My husband and I get married. We buy a house. And my girlfriend, who was in my wedding, decided to buy the exact same house a block away. And she started painting every room the same exact color, bought furniture from the same place.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
Single white female.
Yeah.
It's kind of flattering.
Okay. So some people say that, but I knew her for years before. We moved up from one state to another, and she knew how much I very much so like to have everything very
personalized. And, you know, I like things the way I like them, and I want to be the only one that has it that way.
Okay, so
I've always made it very clear.
That's your thing, Krista. We get a how long? I mean, are you still not talking to this person?
Well, I don't talk to her anymore. I thought that was, you know, I tried to say, well, why don't you pick a different color? And she's like, no, no, this is the color I want. It looks so good in your house, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
so it just got to be too much.
Okay. It's my life, not
thanks,
your
Kristen.
Life, you know?
That to me sounds like a good reason to not be friends with someone anymore.
Yeah, that's not stupid.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Melissa might have something a little different.
Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What's that reason?
So one of my friends gets obsessive over celebrities very easily. And over, like, when I was friends with her for a couple of months, I would notice when I would say, hey, I like this person, she'd get really mad and be like, well, I like them more. And so
how old are
when
you?
Bruno Mars... I'm 25.
Okay. That's even
yeah,
more concerning.
So, yeah, pretty sad. And so when Bruno Mars came to town, I was like, I really, really like him. I want to go see him. She was like, how dare you go see him? You know, I like him more, and I've never seen him
wow.
before. And, like, really, really got mad at me.
Over
and
Bruno Mars, like, how long have you guys not spoken since the Bruno Mars incident?
Well, like, I thought she was joking, but we haven't spoken since he came to Charlotte. So,
really? So last September?
Yeah, I was going to say September. Wow. That's crazy, Melissa.
You know, I do something that I wonder if I've had friends break up with me and I not know it. Because, like, one thing that I'm really big about doing is I don't over-explain myself.
Okay.
I never have. So, like, if I don't want to go somewhere or if I don't want to do something, I just say, hey, I'm not going to make it, or hey, I don't want to go.
Right. You're open and pretty honest with it. Like, hey, I'm out. And it's never, if you say you're out, you're never in. I know you.
Right. And yeah. It's like, I don't feel the need to explain why. I don't feel the need to tell you I'm sick. I don't feel the need to lie. I just say, hey, you know what? Like, I've had friends who's going to a certain bar, and I'm like, you know what? I don't like that bar. You guys have fun.
Yeah.
I'll catch you another time.
Good.
But, like, I wonder how many people's like, well, screw him.
Do you
know
what
I mean?
Are there any friends that you haven't really...
Kind of. Yeah. I'm trying to, like, I'm thinking about it. There's been friends that, you know, in my head, I'm just thinking, oh, we've just been busy.
I had an annoying friend, Roy, who would do something similar, but I think worse than what you did, was who's going.
Oh, he wanted to know based on,
like, he wants to know who the guest list is. I'd be like, bro, we're all going to, you know, the Hornets game. Well, who's going?
Why does that matter?
Because he cares, like, if I said one name and he's like, ah, dude, I'm not rolling with that guy tonight.
That's strange.
Everybody bothered him, though. The dumb reason why you had a fallen out with someone. This is Anonymous in Stallings.
Hello?
Hey, man.
Bud. You're live on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Dumb reason.
Yeah, I had a fallen out with a friend of mine. I was moving one time, and he never showed up to help me move. And I just assumed that, you know, he's my best friend, that he would, you know, I wouldn't even have to ask. And,
yeah.
You know, we fell out over that. But
man,
how
did he know you were moving that day? Or
yeah, he knew. I mean, he knew for like months.
Okay, now. How long ago was that?
It's been like 3-4 years ago.
And you haven't spoken with him since?
Have not.
That's awesome.
Okay, Anonymous, you win.
That's pretty funny.
Mad.
By the way, the friend, like, had no clue he was needed, too, I bet.
I know.
Well, he knew I was moving. He's supposed to be there.
It's crazy. Barb tweeted at the MRL show and said, me and my best friend haven't spoken in 3 years, and she put best friend in quotes, over
$2. $2?
Mm-hmm.
If it involves loaning money, I never loan money, I give it. You know what I mean? Like, if you came to me and was like, 20, can I get 20? I'd give you the 20.
Right.
I wouldn't expect a payback.
Yeah, don't put the weight on yourself.
Right.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss95.1.
Kiss95.1.com is where you tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. If we call your name, call us back. You get $500. We were looking for Christina from Spartanburg. Who is this?
Hi, it's Christina.
Oh, my gosh. And are you from Spartanburg?
Yes.
Oh, checks out.
Checks out to us. You got $500.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What you going to do with $500?
think me and my husband are going to go somewhere nice for a weekend.
Love it. To go get away. I love that.
Yes.
You go be you, Christina. You told us that you wake up and listen to the MRL Morning Show at 8:05. You've called back within 15 minutes, and therefore you are now $500 richer.
Well, thank you so much.
No, you know what? Thank you.
Seriously, we're doing this. We're paying you to listen to us.
I listen to you guys every morning. I love you.
Well, now we added a cherry on top for you. Hopefully, you continue to listen. And thanks, Christina. Enjoy that vacation that you take with your husband, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, hold on a second.
The thing I love about Wake Up and Win is that all these other radio stations do the big national contest where
right.
you're competing with someone like in Arkansas. Well, who cares about the people in Arkansas? This right here, if you live right here in the Charlotte area, you can win. It's local. It's called Wake Up and Win. More details at kiss951.com.
We're going to get the very latest from the wedding over the weekend, and we're going to give you the Kelly Clarkson medley that you have to hear if you didn't see it on the Billboard Music Awards last night. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Dealer today, the Hyundai Memorial Day event ends soon.
Roy, tell everyone about your awesome dog, Callie, and where you adopted her from.
I adopted my dog, Callie, from the North Mech Animal Rescue, which, by the way, you can see other dogs on the North Mech Animal Rescue on the website at kiss951.com for our Pet of the Week, brought to you by Social Pet Hotel and Daycare.
And if you missed the story earlier this morning, head over to our podcast, download the Kiss95.1 app. You can listen to the MRL Show podcast, and you'll hear why Roy gave Callie some ride last Saturday.
She was a bit difficult to deal with over the weekend. I'm not going to lie.
It may or may not have been Roy's fault, though.
It was my fault.
Join Kiss95.1 at the grand opening celebration of the Carolina Auto Source on Independence Boulevard Friday, May 25th from 11 to 1. Enjoy free lunch and check out some awesome selections of used vehicles at unbelievably low prices. You're talking my language. My wife gave me the whole, when the next baby comes, I'm getting the nicer car, and you're going to have to get something a little more affordable.
Ooh.
Here I am.
I thought you guys just got like two nice new vehicles.
Yeah. Well, I leased mine, so my lease is up soon if you really want to get into it.
Yeah, I do. I want to break it down.
Dirty on the 30 is coming up in 2 minutes.
You got to get up. Manny Roy. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Sitting in for Loren, who is out today grieving the loss of her dog, is Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Eager to talk about that royal wedding.
Yeah, I bet you are. Anyways. So, in case someone was asleep over the weekend, the royal wedding did happen this weekend, and Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are now married.
And did the world you feel goes bad on. That Meghan Markle's mom was the only one there from her side of the family and sat by herself?
I mean, it's super intimidating. I can only imagine what really goes on behind the scenes that the media is not picking up on, and the conversations that are had within family.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's their business, but I can only imagine how intimidating it is to be a regular family on a flight over to a royal wedding.
Yeah.
Where you're literally, your daughter is becoming a duchess.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. She's beautiful.
So that happened, and we said earlier Oprah was one of the first people who arrived to the wedding. And what you might not have known is that she had a wardrobe change.
Really? What happened?
She was going to wear something and then realized that, what was the correct word? It would have been white.
It was cream.
It was cream, I think?
It wouldn't picture well.
It would photograph white.
Yeah. So she had a dress made overnight.
Wow.
So she could wear something else to the royal wedding.
Look at that. People ready to make Oprah a dress overnight.
Yep.
Yeah, well, there you go. You got money.
Can you imagine if she did wear white? Nice. That would have been the story.
Oh, that's all we've been talking about today.
I know. So the other big thing that happened over the weekend were the Billboard Music Awards. Bruno Mars nabbed 5 R&B honors. Imagine Dragons also won 3 awards. And Taylor Swift won Best Album.
Good for her.
So Reputation, her tour is going on right now. And also another
Once they showed her in the crowd, I knew for sure she was going to win an award because T-Swift does not show up to award shows unless she wins something.
Yeah, and it was also cool. She was between Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Oh.
And Shawn Mendes on her 18, was it 18? It was one of her previous tours before Shawn Mendes was who Shawn Mendes is now. He opened up for her.
That's cool.
Like right after he was like a Vine star, she discovered him, brought him out on tour for some, and now Camila Cabello is opening up for her. So she was sandwiched in between them, which was pretty cool. And Bachelor Nation, listen up. The guys have been announced for Becca's season. We're going to have that full list up at kiss951.com so you can see Becca's men that she'll be choosing from.
Speaking of kiss951.com, we'll also put up a What Loren Likes.
Yes.
I'm sure she has a list somewhere that we could just put up on the website so
Loren
you can find out.
Loren likes his men.
Yes. Loren likes the men?
Yes.
Perfect. Great. That's men is what Loren likes. I love that. Now, speaking of the Billboard Awards, we didn't have time to get into it here, but I do want to play you guys the medley that Kelly Clarkson opened the show with.
It's so good.
It really is. It's like 3 minutes long, so we'll need more time, but we'll do it coming up in just about 7 minutes. Hey. Last night was the Billboard Music Awards, and Kelly Clarkson hosted, and I thought she did great, but she's got a personality on her anyway that just makes her a superstar in my eyes.
She's beautiful, too.
She said, I'm not Amy Schumer, I'm not Chris Rock, I'm just Kelly Clarkson, and I'm just here to host. And the crowd's like, we love you. But of course, she's got a great voice, too. She opened the Billboard Awards, Roy. You haven't heard this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Nicole's heard it in its entirety either. Listen to this medley. Yeah.
So good.
You want to hear more?
Yeah, let's go. Wow, she really did them all, man.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, if you're just joining us.
At the Billboard Music Awards, did a medley of all the hits. What's that? Didn't she already do this one?
She's recapping.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, they were showing everybody, whatever genre of music was, they were up dancing. Kelly Clarkson is one talented young lady.
She can do anything. Country, pop, rock.
And you know what else is great about Kelly Clarkson, too, is she's got that whole I don't care attitude. And it's not in a negative way. It's like
she's doing her.
I'm going to live my lifestyle. Yeah. I'm not going to be a certain weight because you want me to be a certain weight. Like, I'm going to rock it.
I love it. I told you, she's on The Voice, and it's the best season ever, I think, because of her. She's so good, so funny.
Now, I don't watch The Voice, Roy, but I see a lot of clips of it, and it looks like she plays off well with the other judges.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Like, I hope she's a permanent. They got Adam and Blake is in every season. I really hope she's one, too.
Yeah.
And Alicia. Alicia's queen.
Alicia
it's
Keys?
Yeah, it's important.
You know, I don't hear much from her, though. Yeah, somebody that doesn't watch it.
Well, but it's because she is there, and when you watch it, you can tell she is there for the passion and pursuit of music.
That's cool.
And it's really, like, she reaches into your soul and brings, you know, things out of these artists that these other coaches aren't able to do.
Is she still rocking the whole no makeup thing?
She is.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for her.
Queen.
The other thing that happened last night besides the Billboard Music Awards, this weekend, I'm sorry, was the royal wedding. And I told Roy and Nicole earlier this morning, the royal wedding was estimated to have cost $45 million.
Good God.
$34 million alone went to security, snipers, undercover cops, security drones, and military technology to protect the newlyweds and their guests.
I just want to know where this money comes from. And it's strictly my ignorance of the parliamentary and the whole British system because we don't have, I mean, we have the president, but the president actually makes decisions. He's not just a figurehead, whereas they are just figureheads.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think I'd be a little, I'd feel some type of way if all my tax dollars went to figureheads that didn't really do anything.
The royal family covered a core aspects of the wedding. Harry and Meghan's event, let's see, I don't think taxpayers' money paid for any of that.
So what, they're just rich because of who they are?
I guess. You know, they have generations of money.
Yeah.
Right? Real quick, some other weddings that were estimated to be super expensive. Prince William and Kate Middleton, they got married, right?
Yeah.
A couple years ago. Their wedding cost close to $34 million.
Good gosh.
Her wedding gown was estimated to have cost $434,000. Kate.
$34,000. And I remember back when my sister, when we were in high school, and she went to prom, and she had a $300 dress, and I was like, what?
I mean, $434,000, that's a house price. That's two houses. How about Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries? They were only married for 72 days, but according to reports from The Hollywood Reporter, Kimmy wore a $2.5 million headpiece and spent $10,000 on crystal-encrusted wedding invitations and another $150,000 on hair and makeup. 400 guests came to the wedding that cost around $10 million. And they were only married for 72 days. And Chris Humphries didn't have that kind of money. She flipped the bill for that.
They got to be still paying that off, don't you think? $10 million is a lot.
I don't know. A couple ads.
A couple ads covers it.
Yeah. Hey, today's really cool. It's National Waitstaff Day.
Oh, you should always tip 20%. Minimum.
Producer Nicole says that she was tipped with something else that wasn't money. We'll get into that. We want to hear from you guys, too. This is all good for the waitstaff. Happy National Waitstaff Day. Get to us and let us know. Someone left you a tip. It wasn't money, but what was it?
704-570-9595.
If you didn't get what Roy just said, listen to this.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Lorenz
Show.
There you
go, brother.
95.1.
Win a lifetime supply.
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorenz. Kiss 95.1.
I hate to say it because we've already given it away, but tomorrow's another day to get $500 cash and wake up and win. So if you put your name down and you said that you wake up listening to us maybe in the 9 o'clock hour. You're out of luck, but you never know what day of the week we'll pick out your time. Head over to kiss951.com. Tell us what time you wake up listening to the MRL show, and you get $500 and wake up and win. Congratulations to Christina from, where was she from? Salisbury, right?
Yeah.
Spartanburg.
Thank you, Nicole. She won $500 this morning on Wake Up and Win. So it is National Waitstaff Day, you guys. I was never a waiter.
I was. Country cooking, All-American Buffet. There it is.
Producer Nicole, what about you?
I worked in a few different, not really restaurants, but like I worked at the North Carolina State Fair in concessions for a few years.
There you go.
I also worked at Panera.
Did you do like fried food and stuff at the concessions?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Krispy Kreme burger and everything.
Oh, so good. I have a deep fryer. If I bring it in, will you make us something?
PTSD. I can't.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I worked
I'll make it for you,
in Panera, and I also worked at, for, a, I mean, 2 weeks, worked at Jimmy John's.
Wow. What happened there with the 2 weeks?
It just wasn't working.
Because they're so quick, they hire people and fire them right away.
I had that issue at Country Cook, and I wanted to be a cook, but I wasn't quick enough. Man, all the tickets came in at once, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
Wait, so did either of you guys get a bad tip?
Yeah.
Ever?
Oh, I always got bad
tips. You deserved them, Nicole.
So I was working at, it was like my first week at Jimmy John's. And, you know, you go through training and you learn how to make super fast, mm-hmm. you know, all that stuff. And then, like, the second week, I and this was, you know, around NC State. So college campus, college people ordering. And the guy who was supposed to be on deliveries was out. So they were like, hey, can you make a few deliveries real quick? And I was like, yeah, sure. That's pretty cool. I'll do it. And so I go to this one house of people and who had ordered a big order, like 6 or 7 sandwiches. So, they were hungover. They wanted their sandwiches. So I go to give them their sandwiches. And I honestly had forgotten about the whole tip thing.
Okay.
And then when I realized as they're, you know, signing, I was like, ooh, I'm about to make some money. This girl goes to the side of her couch, picks up a Vogue magazine and goes, it's worth like $6 or $7 and hands it to me. And so I look at it and I was like, okay. I mean, thanks. I mean, I'll definitely look at it.
Oh no.
So I got a Vogue magazine.
People are the worst. What's like the worst thing someone left you as a tip? Let's bring in Ursula from Monroe. Ursula, you're alive with the MRL Morning Show.
Hey guys, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. What happened with your husband?
Yes, yeah, so my husband Mike worked at a restaurant on East Boulevard called Pasta More. About 25 years ago, this happened, and it was Earth Day. And so these two ladies came and sat at the table and stayed a pretty long time. You know, should have had a pretty good tip from it. And they paid and they left. And he walked over, and they left him a flower with a note that said "Happy Earth Day." And he went outside and threw the flower on the ground and, like, ground it with his shoe and said, that's what I think of Earth Day. So every year, Earth Day comes around and he just curses it to this day.
I love that. He's so upset. Thanks, he Ursula. Threw the flower down. Crush it.
If you didn't get a tip, you got something else. You're a waiter or waitress. Today's National Waitstaff Day. We're supposed to praise you today, but we do want to know what's the lame tip that you got. 704-570-9595.
I had people leave me Bible stuff. Like religious stuff.
Instead of a tip or with a tip?
Instead of a tip. And then I had someone, the way it worked is that you didn't give us the money. You had to go to the register to check out at the end of the dinner. And I was not only his waiter, but I was also ringing him in on it. And you have to ask, with debit cards, would you like to leave a tip? And he goes, I left my pride and joy for you on my counter. And so intrigued by that statement, I went to go see what the pride and joy was. And it literally was a small card with a photo of Pride and Joy, which is cleaning solutions.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How lame is that?
Yeah, and then on the back was, I think, a Bible verse.
Hi, Colby in Concord. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're okay. We're kind of grieving with our friend Loren, who had to put her dog down yesterday. So hopefully she's back tomorrow with, with a way that we could all cheer her up.
I know.
Yeah, I know. We do it. I did it not too long ago, but.
But somebody just got a new dog, right?
Yeah, that was me. I got Callie. When do you think I should ask Loren to watch my dog? When's too soon?
Good question.
I think now it's too soon. Maybe for like a couple of weeks because everybody wants the puppy love.
Yeah. Well, her dog, you know, Woofer was older, you know, so it wasn't like he was taken from her too soon, but. Anyway, Colby, you asked. That's what that's how we're feeling. But the show goes on, and we are happy to talk to you about poor tips.
Oh gosh, I've definitely had Bible verses, but you know, Jesus isn't paying myself. but I've waited on. I work uptown, uh-huh. So I have waited on a Panthers player and his wife multiple times. Like they're so nice, and we got to talking. And I was actually going to the game the day after. And so they finished. Everything was cool. They're always super nice. And they left me
something on the table. And so I was like, oh, cool, like maybe it's a field pass or something. And it was, but it was a field pass for like the season before. And I was like, and they didn't leave me anything out. And I don't know whether it was a mistake or whatever, but I was like, I was so excited.
Oh,
I,
it's got to be.
Table,
it's got to be a mistake.
And I was like, it's 2016.
Oh, no. But why would they still have that? You know, why would they still have that?
Right. Oh. I was like, why do you even have it in your wallet, honey?
Are you working today?
I'm not, thank God.
Because the show's looking to go to lunch somewhere. We should go somewhere where a waitress or waiter got treated poorly, and we'll make it up for them.
Oh, that was sweet.
You know, we just got paid the other night. We have the money in our accounts right now to make that happen. Now. That's why we got to do it today.
Well, now I'm going to have to pick up a lunch shift, and you're going to have to come see me.
Well, you know what? We should go to the new restaurant that's opening up because you know they're going to be stressed out.
Which one?
The, what's it called?
Give Superica? It a free plug.
Superica? Superica?
Suprica.
Suprica. Okay.
Because you know they're going to be super stressed.
Is that in South End?
Yeah, it's in South End.
Sweet.
It means super delicious. Rica is delicious in Spanish.
And I went to their Atlanta version, and their Atlanta store was awesome, so I'm sure Charlotte's going to be great.
Okay. All right. Jamie, Callie, you guys hold on if you want to jump in and tell us about the lame tip you got. 704-570-9595.
Just the worst tip that you got. 704-570-9595. It's National Waitstaff Day. So make sure that whenever you're going out to the restaurants, really anyone in the service industry, take waiters out of it. It's anyone in the service industry. 20% tip.
These are the people that fill your drinks before you ask. Bring you extra bread, rolls, or chips, even though they're supposed to charge you.
Even the buffet, y'all. I worked at Country Cook and All-American Buffet, and I got crappy tips because people thought, because it's a buffet, you tip less. That's not true. That's not true. I had to clean up your mess because you, at a buffet, you want to eat four plates because that's...
I feel like buffet people get screwed.
They do get screwed. I got like $2, and my buffet was even stranger. You still ordered an entree, and you got a buffet. I mean, they like tripled the food. So you got fresh food and a buffet, and I still got bad tips. Let's bring in Jamie from Kings Mountain. Jamie, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hi. What lame tip did you get?
So, I was working the closing shift at an upscale Mexican restaurant one night in the restaurant part, and a colleague of mine was in the bar, and 5 minutes before we're supposed to close, five guys who look like they've been golfing and drinking all day came in and sat at her table in the bar. She's like, Jamie, I'll give you $15 if you take this table. I'm like, I'm no fool. These are five drunk guys. Heck yeah, I'm going to get a tip, right? So I took the table. And sure enough, as they left, like 45 minutes later, they drank up like a $200 bar bill. Whoa. And they left a wad of tens on the table. So I'm like, sweet, I'm cleaning up. I'm opening up this wad of tens and a condom falls out. Yeah, that was super nice.
Well, hold on a second. In all fairness, maybe it got caught up in the tens and the person didn't know.
Oh, maybe.
Is that possible?
That sounds like a man speaking, if you don't mind me saying. Yeah. And by the way, I would just like to point out also that as far as like 20% tips, those of us who have wait staff a lot in our lives and work our tails off to get those tips, it's really annoying when like one of your coworkers is doing nothing and they get 20%.
Right?
So I'm actually not an advocate of tipping everyone the same all the time. Like, if they do a good job, give them the 20%. If they suck, then maybe not.
Are you an advocate of a place like Famous Toastery where everybody waits on everybody's table?
No.
Why?
Because, same reason.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm willing to work my tail off to make more money. If my coworker is not, or maybe they're just inexperienced or something, everybody's going to get, you know, it brings down the tip rate, right? And so I lose my opportunity to make money. You can, if you're a good waitstaff, you can make seriously good money. I worked at a country club. I made bank.
Yeah.
Because I did a good job and, well, I worked hard and people loved me.
And I agree.
If I do say so myself.
I do agree with you. I do agree with you about the whole when everyone's your waitstaff. I was actually at Famous Toastery, and those, let me tell you, the staff members are solid because there was this one guy who was clearly servicing my table way more than anyone else. Great guy. I tried to give him the cash just like to him. He still told me to that it would still, like, he wasn't going to pocket himself.
Yeah.
Like, he still was going to be distributed to everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, it's yours. Take it.
Jamie, are you working currently, or did you stop in the industry?
No, I'll tell you what, I'm in kind of corporate America now. These were back in the good old days. But I'll tell you what, I do miss it a lot. It's super fun to meet people mm-hmm. and to have, you know, like regulars come back and they're like, hey, I want to sit in this section because we like to, you know, it's fun. You get to meet all sorts of people. And like I said, you can make some really good money if you know what you're doing and you work hard.
Roy, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm pretty sure Nicole is sitting in for Loren, who's out today. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Jamie's also in a management position.
I am.
There you go. You sound like you have your finger on it. You know what's what. Good for you.
You know what also, Beckwood?
I also think the condom was a mistake. Bye, Jamie.
Bye.
She said, Nicole, because you didn't hear that part, that it sounds like that's a man talking when Manny told her.
Well, she thinks that maybe he gave her the condom as a tip, and I think that maybe it was wrapped up in the tens because she said there was a bunch of tens and it fell out.
If you don't know that you fell out, that's your own problem.
I know. Right. Guys are idiots, though. There's no doubt about it.
Don't defend them, then. Don't defend idiots.
I always play devil's advocate on the show. We have to have two sides of each story.
To move the story along, I used to get so upset when I was a waiter at Country Cookout because there was another guy who was a magician, and he would perform at all the tables and got big tips.
You were going to say he used to take the money and say it disappeared.
No, but he would always get bigger tips, and that's crap. He's performing a show. I can't do that.
As a waiter?
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, listen, famous magician guy. Yeah. Give me my food.
Well, he would always perform for like the little kids, and I got so upset because he got great tips. Meanwhile, I'm over here busting my butt doing the
trying
old
to make a balloon
way.
Animal.
Yeah, trying to disappear a straw.
Good morning, Kaylee. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. So tell us about that worst tip you got.
Super quickly, because I'm walking into the vet. But I think it's the worst when people like tip you like 0.01. Like they think about not tipping you.
Oh, that's awful.
Worst.
That is the worst. Thanks, Callie.
Like, I'd rather you just leave me zero than 1 cent
no
or
kidding.
5 cents or to round it up to the next whole dollar.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Good luck at the vet. This is Sarah at Shelby. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Happy National Waitstaff Day. What was the worst tip you got?
It's actually not for me. My family and I, we were at a buffet restaurant in Forest City. It's called Ryan's.
Yeah, we know. I know Ryan's.
Well, it's currently shut down now, but they were more than 10 guests at a table, and they were acting very needy.
Yeah.
And so the tip, after, you know, they finally left, they left a piece of paper for the waitress.
Right. What did it say?
Well, it said, here's a tip. Get a better job.
What? And you know, it's a buffet.
Thanks,
people feel like they could treat the waitstaff differently at buffets. They feel, I don't know why. I don't know how. And I felt the pain, too. I got $2 tips. Majority of my tips were $2 on a meal that should have been an easy $5 tip.
Taking the other side like I normally do and defending those people that go to the buffets,
say
Roy.
Say something. What?
We do have to get up and get our own plates and then walk through the line and get our own food.
Well, you know what? While you're up, go clean your own dishes, too. How about that? And while you're...
I don't think we're allowed to.
Well, you should be able to.
But you don't...
And I get your seven soft drinks because you're scarfing everything down.
But you don't take our order. So that's one thing that you don't do that other waiters and waitresses do.
You have
do.
To say, would you like the buffet? Yes.
I mean, I get it. That's difficult. I'm not saying.
So you think they should be.
I'm not saying that you still get a percentage of the check. There's no doubt about
but
it.
Not 20?
All I'm saying is that.
If you were at Golden Corral right now, would you give them a 20% tip?
Probably. But I'm a good tipper. I've always been because I do feel like they do a good job.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is what about the waiters and waitresses that are listening to you right now going, I have to write down their orders. I have to write down specific orders. And then, like, I have to deal with Manny's dad who wants a salad but doesn't want this on it, that on it.
Let's get a debate.
We are debating.
I think it's a lot of work. I think it's both work. I think if, because I've done both, it's just equally as hard.
So when you're in that situation, what do you do while, like, the customers are getting their food?
What do you mean, what do you do? Like, what's different?
Yeah.
Do you sit back? Do you have more downtime than other waiters and waitresses?
No, you do not.
What are you doing? That's a fair question.
You're still cleaning. You're still walking around. You're still half the time, by the way, you think that the waiters don't have to bring something. Half the time, I always had to bring somebody something. Either the steak wasn't right, so I had to go get them another steak, or they wanted rolls for the table, or I was always getting stuff off the bar for them.
And don't you just bring the dishes to the dishwasher, or were you actually washing them?
We have a dishwasher person, yeah.
Okay, so you just lessened your argument.
We had to bring it to
him. Oh, you did?
The whole thing. Yeah, you had to bring it to him, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you, with the way...
I'm just saying there's a difference. I'm not saying you're not entitled to your percentage. You are. I'm just saying there's a difference. Huh. Set up a Twitter poll.
I don't know. Now I'm flipping flopping on my own opinion.
You gotta get up, Maney.